Time now for Forever Home and the Animal's Elf. Pat Castellano joins us on the phone this morning, the director of humane education and a gal who knows how to have fun with paper towel tubes and toilet paper rolls and all kinds of things. There are some great games that you can be playing with the four-leggeds over the holiday, right, Pat?
You bet, but I wouldn't be listening to that Bare Naked for the Holidays. Yeah, that sounds kind of fun.
Well,
is that the album? Yeah, okay, well, I know.
It's, I love that artist, and it's always so much fun to announce them.
Yeah.
It's even more fun to announce them. So,
yeah. Well,
you know, you and I have done some humane education stuff, and you've made some toys and some games out of just nothing, and then I've been able to come home and recreate them for my guys, and they just love
it. It's easy. And, you know, kids can get the most expensive toys, and what do they love to play with? The drawer with the pots and pans, boxes and stuff. And speaking of boxes, there's a book called 101 Things to Do with a Box, or an article or a book. It's got clicker exercises, and it's just, you know, cats love boxes, dogs love boxes, cats love wrapping paper, you know, unwrap the paper and let the cats crawl into it, crawl out of it, you know, make bags out of it. What about hide-and-go-seek? I bet your dogs and cats love that. That's
yeah.
an easy game.
That's a wonderful one. And, of course, too, just hiding. One of Johnny's favorite dog toys is one that you showed how to make with a piece of paper towel and a toilet paper tube.
Yep.
You stuff in the toilet, the toilet paper towel. You put in a treat in the middle. You stuff the other end with paper towel, and then you give it to your dog. And he just has a ball figuring out how to get in and get at the treat.
Or a little sandwich, plastic sandwich containers. You know, slit a hole in the top, and then you kind of tape it down so the dogs don't cut their tongues. They'll put treats in one, and then you play like the shell game with it where you switch them around. See if they can find the treats, put their paw on it, put their nose on it. Or how about tin foil balls for cats? You know, they love throw it down the basement stairs, teach them to fetch, teach them to bring it back. Or tube socks for dogs. You put a tennis ball in the bottom of a tube sock, you've got a real cheap throw toy.
Easy
piece of cake. Or plastic bottles and jugs, put their treats, or even put their food. If you got a dog that's a little bit obese, or, you know, may need to lose a little weight, Joey.
I knew Joe was going to get it on that
bottle.
One.
Take a little pop bottle, or no, a plastic bottle or whatever, and take out all the recycling, nice and dry, put his treats in there, put his food in there, let him work for it, let him spin it around, try to get it out. And then, you know, always supervise animals. When they're with these things, and pick up all the debris, you know, that's left over. If they open gift boxes, you can wrap a box with their stuff in it, put peanut butter on the inside, and let them wrap it, but always, you know, pick up after them and don't let little pieces of paper. They probably won't eat it anyway. Most of the dogs just want the treats.
If you wrap something just loosely in tissue paper, or just loosely in wrapping paper, if it's a nice bone or a piece of, you know, approved rawhide, that kind of thing, they do have fun unwrapping it themselves.
Yeah.
But they're going to make as much as they're going to make as much of a mess out of it as your average toddler, maybe more.
You bet.
So,
and not as much as me. So, not as much as you, Lisa.
That is very true. And if you're one of those people, and I am one of those people, there are some really cool toys. I found them first. Mm-hmm. You showed them to me at Animal Allies. They're available at Animal Allies.
Yeah.
Really fun toys, puzzle toys for smart dogs that really like to work their brains. And they're super fun toys. You can set them up and the dog, you know, you can get 15, 20 minutes of a dog working the puzzle. And they're super fun if you've got that clever dog or clever cat for that matter, who just wants something to do. Keep your animals, they call it enrichment now. We used to call it entertainment.
Yeah, right. But it kept us busy, right?
It did indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
And you can, you can take marshmallows or M&Ms and you can play with the toy yourself later if you want.
That is. And, little extra treats, you know, treats that are out of the ordinary for them. They'll get
But not M&Ms for dogs.
Not M&Ms for dogs.
That's when you set up the puzzle for me to play with.
Oh, they love.
When I play with it, I get M&Ms. When the animals play with it, they get marshmallows.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
It's nice. And Pat, I just have to tell you that I have like 60 likes on a post that I put on social media that said, no matter how old you are, you never get tired of bonking people with a wrapping paper tube.
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
It's obvious that not just the animals, but the humans can really find fun in a lot of simple toys. So don't overlook the simple toys at this holiday time.
Yes, we can. Well, let's have coffee soon, okay?
Let's do it. I'm thinking in a couple hours it'd be great.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Talk to you later, Pat.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Pat Castellano, the elf of the animals, the humane educator at Animal Allies Humane Society, joined us today on Forever Home. Forever Home is a weekly feature here on KUMD. You can see photos of some of the animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Go online to KUMD.org. Read their stories, look at their pictures, click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.